On the first part of our morning show today, we welcome Kerry Stoltz, Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, to talk about some cool stuff, back-to-school stuff. Friday night football tonight, Kerry.
We are super excited to kick off the season. It's great to have a home game first that you get, you know, everyone to come back out. And I really do want to invite the community to come out. It's going to be a great night. The football team is putting in so much work. We have the band playing, so I know they're getting there early to come. Our band is great. If you've never been to a home football game, it's a great atmosphere. The cheerleaders are going to be out there, I heard. And we have a concession stand, not the stand, but a concession stand. So we'll have bathrooms and food available for people. And we're going to announce our new staff even at halftime. So if you are in the area and want to come out for a great night tonight, please do. Please come join us. It's a great day to be a Hornet.
It is. And, you know, sometimes those openers can be a little lackluster. You know, a lot of times you don't have the band for the first game, and a lot of times you don't have the cheerleaders. So kudos to them. They put in some summertime, haven't they?
They have. Yeah, the band actually last night, they were at the Dario at 9 o'clock at night. So the Dario, I think, stayed open for them so that they could have a little bonding time after they had practice. And I heard them, they're sounding great out in the hall, in the parking lot even. So it should be a really great night. And it's so fun. The weather should be great. It's under the lights, not too hot. So if you have ever thought about coming out for a Hornet football game, tonight is the night. It'll be a great evening and we would love to see you.
Indeed we would. All right. Well, some other news in the district, maybe not so good, but it turned out all right. Let's talk a little bit about an accident yesterday with the construction.
We did. There was, construction. If anyone's been through it, and even in your homes, you know it never quite goes as planned. So there was a little accident with the trusses yesterday at the primary school. No serious injuries, but we are a little behind on the timeline now, so we'll probably be about a month behind. So they had trusses up. And then there were not trusses up. And but again, no serious injuries. Very, very grateful that, you know, the response was so quick that nobody got seriously hurt. We did have one of the gentlemen just went to the hospital, get checked out, treated him really back on the job site, even maybe an hour or two later. So It is good. We're good for school to start. It was a setback for sure. Sets the timeline back a little bit. But very, very grateful that it was not a bigger incident than it was. That's unfortunately kind of the way it goes with construction. It seems sometimes you can't get through without something. And we were definitely on track and doing really well. So, but it's is what it is, and we're going to come back, and it'll be a little later than we planned, but we should still be good. So start of school will be good. All the parts of the building that are for students are set. They are, you know, our staff is cleaning them, and they haven't quite been, you know, fine-tooth combed, checked off yet, and so there will be projects continuing. Painting especially is one of those things that can kind of happen during the year. So we've got some projects like that going on in student areas, not like structural or anything like that, but kind of those finishing touches will be going on when students are back. But all of the major things in student areas are ready for them to come back to school. And then the primary school, like where the new construction is happening, is obviously not a student area. That's still a hard hat area and still a construction zone and will be, but students are not going to be kind of anywhere near that area. So we're ready for school to start.
So it does delay you possibly a month or two, like the new addition or the new rooms will be maybe January instead of December then?
I think the hope is still for like over Christmas break to be getting them, but we were probably looking more at Thanksgiving, but yeah, timelines are what they are. The hope was to get it kind of weather tight and so that work could continue, but that'll be delayed, and then it kind of depends on the weather and when that happens. And so if anybody's ever been a project manager, you know those timelines don't always go exactly how they planned. And if you've ever done home remodeling or construction, you also know that it's never as early as you want it to be. So little setback, but we're still plugging away.
All right. What about enrollment?
I heard
enrollment was up a little bit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we, I forget since the date, but we're looking at 80 new students, new enrollments this year. So it's a big number for us. It's a great number to see. Some of that is due to the alternative options that we've got going on right now. So Partner is still happening over at the old East Campus. And then we have the Hive program, which is our virtual online program. And then we also have the iThrive Academy, and I feel like I'm missing one. But there's lots of alternative options that are happening for our students. And really, again, it's meeting students where they are and meeting those needs of students, whatever they are. And if anyone is listening and really thinks their student could be successful in one of the alternative programs that we've got going on, please reach out to the district. There is room. I want to say at all of the programs, there is a place for you in the Richland School District, and we would love to see you come join us. We, you know, get on the bus. We've got 80 new kids coming in, and we would love to have some more. So we're here for you, and however you are, you learn best or your child learns best, there is a place for you at the Richland School District, and we're excited to see so many new faces coming in. Oh, speaking of new faces, we have new staff. So the new staff's coming in. They're actually there today. So they're in the building and doing some training and got a great group. And again, like we said, they're going to be announced at the football game tonight. So if you want to put a face with a name, come on out.
Yeah. You put them on the spot tonight. Put them in the spotlight, I guess, right?
Just a little bit. I mean, so yeah, it was funny. We were in service with the whole staff. So the whole staff's been in the building 3 days this last week. And it's been awesome to get that energy back. I mean, the kids will bring a whole new energy when they come back in, but the staff coming in for the first time is so great. There's just a vibe and an energy that comes in from having the staff there. And anyway, we went through around the room and people are saying how long they've been there. And it's amazing to see this 40 years, 30 years, 20 years of the district. And then a couple of the newbies stand up and they're like, well, it's my second day. But I was in that boat last year too. So it's great to be on the other side of it just a little bit. And yet I still remember those jitters coming in and being, you know, first time. So they're going to be great. We've got a great new staff coming in and we're excited to welcome them.
Awesome. That's coming up over the summer. Maybe recapping that a little bit. How did the summer food service program go?
Oh, yeah, that's been awesome. So we did not make it to a million. That was kind of one of those stretch goals that we set out, but we were close to 800,000 meals served this year. So it's a great program. It's great for the community. I talked to the food service gals a couple times and gosh, they love seeing the kids come in and seeing people come and pick up food. And I mean, they do so much hard work to get ready for it. But it's awesome. It's such a great program and so awesome to see families coming in and the appreciation. Like, I mean, it is really a service. I mean, it's hard. There's plenty of kids who maybe are getting something they wouldn't get because of the program or are, you know, even seeing something new or trying something new or even just to have a freezer stocked with stuff that they can throw in the microwave or for those days when you're not home or you're on the run or whatever the case may be. It's an awesome program and so great to see those kids coming in and to know that we really did something great over the summer is very fulfilling.
Does that continue then until school starts?
Nope. So we're done. Last pickup was last week.
Okay.
Last week? The week before. So last pickup happened then. The girls are getting ready for school starting. And so breakfast will be served every day at school and lunch. And we'll have those lunch menus out pretty soon here. So if we can do it, I have the times actually that I would love to get out there if anybody is listening and kind of wondering or you're marking your alarms in your phone to when to get kids there. So at the primary school, breakfast starts at 7:40. School starts at 8 and they're released at 3:00. At the intermediate school, breakfast is at 7:45. Class starts at 8:05 and they're done at 3:20. And then at the high school, breakfast starts at 7:30. Class starts at 8:05, and they are done at 3:30 on every day except Wednesday. And then those are an hour early release. So primary school out at 2, IS done, intermediate school done at 2:20, and high school done at 2:30. So just so.
Not a lot of dawdling time for the breakfast.
No.
Get in and eat
get
it.
Get in and eat. We got them there. We're going to feed them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And in the event of school getting out early, too, we always kind of, you know, bump up those times. But it's going to be kind of the same effect where primary will be out the earliest then.
And correct. Yep. And so we'll kind of follow that same schedule. It's if you're a primary student, ends with a 0. If you're an intermediate student, ends with 20. And high school student ends at 30. So just 3s, 2s, or 1s if we would need to get out early.
Okay. Well, we'll hope not. I'm sure the kids hope maybe once in a while. But
yeah, there's not a lot of in-service days or anything like that in this year's calendar. So those snow days are going to be, they're going to be a joyous occasion for the kids to get that little break.
Well, let's dovetail into buses and the schedule. Anything new in terms of that?
So yes, there will be some new stuff just with the parking and configuration on primary and intermediate especially. So there is kind of a new traffic pattern happening. And so whether you have a busing student, whether you are a parent dropping off kids, or you are just a community member, please, please pack your patience for those first 2 weeks of school, because we are going to have, it'll be different and a little strange, and people will kind of have to get used to a new flow. So there may be some traffic backups or people waiting to get into lanes or not knowing what lane they're supposed to get into. But error on the side of forgiveness, error on the side of not understanding that we are kind of dealing with some new stuff at those buildings. So we'll have some photos out, some overheads for parents just to kind of explain the traffic pattern. Those will be coming out on social media and probably get emailed as well. So parents do have an idea, you know, can kind of see an overhead view of what's going on and where they're supposed to be depending on what, who, if they're dropping off or a busing student, and then for the afternoon and the morning. So just trying to keep everyone in the know as much as we can on those things. And then I will also say for the buses, they will be starting next week with some dry runs of routes and kind of making those final corrections and final changes. And so if you see buses out next week, don't worry, you didn't miss school. They're out doing some prep work to get those final routes decided. And then if you're a group stop family, those times will be coming out shortly after they get kind of the routes decided and figured out with the times on that. And I will say, I saw a video the other day of somebody, you know, taking the shoulder to get around a school bus. And so if I can put in a plug for just community members, those school buses are vital to our kids getting to school and getting home safely. Don't ignore those stop signs. I know it's annoying. I know you're late. I know you got places to be, but really we owe it to our kids to get them to school and home safely. So pack that patience. Give yourself an extra few minutes, especially these first couple weeks of school, and let's get our kids home and to school as safely as possible.
Yeah, well said. Avoid a tragedy and let's be safe.
Yes, and especially I will mom plug if I can. Anybody new drivers, or if you are just, you know, driving to school for the first time this year as a student driver, again, pack that patience. Watch out for those school buses. Stay off the cell phones, and especially if there's a bus around you. They make frequent stops. And so just please be good, be kind.
Now, do the buses run, do you drop off at the partner school, and do you make a run to Rockbridge, or how does?
We will not. So Rockbridge has its own transportation plan for the students who are there. Partner is a great question. I'm actually not sure about that. I do not think the buses drop off there. I think it's high school and intermediate and primary. So those are the buildings that to keep an eye out for as the if backups are going to occur or anything. So if that's in your area or on your way to work, again, a couple more minutes will save everybody a lot of stress and anxiety, especially these first couple weeks.
Will you have an open house this year?
Yeah, we have. Well, we have back to school night.
Back to school.
Yep. So that is next Thursday, 28th, I think. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Yeah, so, it would be the 28th of next Thursday.
Great, and it's from 4 to 6, so that's where I was. Yeah, so kids can drop off school supplies, meet their teacher. We'll have all of our staff there. That is our last day of staff in service. So the staff is still there, and then they're going to take advantage of that 4-day weekend before we get kids in the building. But yeah, we have a guest speaker coming in for the staff, and then the staff will be going to their respective buildings. So for high schoolers, if you want to walk your schedule or see where your locker is or anything like that, totally welcome to come in. Please do so. We will have food trucks at each of the buildings. So Last Meal Pass will be at the high school. Cook's Kitchen will be at the intermediate school. And we have Utter Brothers at the primary school. So for the community as well, if you want to come and enjoy a little lunch or early dinner and pop by one of those guys, they would love to see you as well. So we will have them out for the staff and for students. If you want to pop by and get dinner or some ice cream, they would love to see you. And back to school night is a great night too, even for our littles to get meet their teacher or see their teacher again and get excited about the school year starting, and for our families to get kind of it's really real now, really we're really heading back on that Tuesday. So we'd love to see families and we'd love to see you out, and I mean any opportunity to get into the schools, back in the swing. I think I did this last time, but I will put in a plug for those earlier bedtimes starting now-ish, if you can, although maybe an exception tonight to come out to the football game.
That's not a school night.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. So starting those routines now will make a world of difference those first couple weeks of school, although I know those littles are, they can need a nap, a quick nap when they come home from school on those first few days. But it's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to a really great year.
Definitely. And the district calendar, is that all set in stone then?
That is, yeah. And if anybody did not grab a copy and would like one, we have copies at all of the building offices. If you're popping back in on back to school night or even just want to pop by during some business hours, we have district calendars. They can be really helpful for businesses even too, to kind of know what's going on in the district. It does not have athletic events on there. Those are a little too variable at times to get in there, but those are on the online calendar if you're ever kind of looking for a sporting event or need to know what's going on there. And there is a QR code on the printed calendar that will has a link to the online calendar. So the online calendar is a little more robust with athletic events especially that are going on. But I will make a note, there is one error on there, the photo retakes. So photos are out. If you had photos taken at Super Registration, you should have gotten an email about how to access your students' photos. If you did not, or you have questions, call any of the offices. We can help you out with that. But if you did not get pictures taken, or you're not loving the ones that you did see, on September 11th will be the date for photo retakes in all of the buildings. It is on the calendar as September 9th, and that is only in the primary school, and just because of the 4K going on different dates. So we had to have a retake day on both sections of those 4K classes. And I will also say, I totally forgot to mention this, there is 4K, the Monday, Thursday 4K crew will actually be coming to school on that Wednesday. So if you have a 4Ker who's in that Monday, Thursday group, they are Wednesday the 3rd, they are in class as well, just because there are a couple Mondays off with holidays and things. So we needed another day, and then they get in the building a little sooner too. So if you've got a Monday, Thursday 4Ker, you probably got an email, but if there are questions or anything like that, feel free to give us a call. We are at 608-649-4483.
And then are you off school for the fair?
We are not this year, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. So we are hitting the ground running. There's not a lot of in-service days this year.
So 4 days a week right after Labor Day.
4 days that week. But I will, there is early release that Wednesday. So every Wednesday this year we're doing early release. So that 2:20 or 2:30 time, depending on where your student is with us.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Thanks so much.
Here's to a good school year.
Oh, we're so excited. It's going to be an awesome year. Awesome year. And come out to the football game tonight and help us kick it off.
We always appreciate your enthusiasm. So thank you so much,
Thanks,
Carrie.
Phil.
You bet. Carrie Stoltz joining us, Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, on this portion of The Morning Show.